In the first hour of trading in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 140 points. It's about 2%, but recovered to end the day down 55 points. NPR's John Itzty reports on how one man's remarks can spook investors around the globe.
Investors hang on every word Alan Greenspan says. Often in the middle of his testimony before Congress, reporters from financial news wires bolt from the hearing room dialing their cell phones to make sure traders immediately get every cryptic comment from the Fed chairman on interest rates and inflation. Greenspan himself admits he's often intentionally bland and oblique in order not to upset the markets. But Lyle Gramley, a former governor of the Federal Reserve Board, says last night's comments were clearly aimed at investors.
I think this was a very deliberate message. It was carefully thought out and the words carefully chosen. I think what he was trying to do was to send a shot across the bow. If the stock market were to continue to roar ahead under present circumstances, at some point down the road, it is not impossible, indeed not unlikely, that the Fed may have to raise interest rates. That could send quite a shiver through the market.
A shiver that could cause a big correction, says Gramley. Dale Hale of Zurich Kemper Investments says the market was caught off guard by Chairman Greenspan, partly because he's declined to comment on the record high levels of the stock market in recent weeks.
Why he chose to speak last night will probably not be clear ever. Most people who were present at his speech had no reaction to it. There was almost no comment at the speech itself. It was basically viewed by people present as a non-event. But because he used phrases such as exuberance and financial excess, that obviously was provocative. And again, I think this underlines the tension we have right now with the investment scene in the U.S.
Hale says the tension results from stocks being valued so high that any negative economic news in coming months could cause a huge sell-off. Hale says it's possible that the markets will determine in the next few weeks that Greenspan's remarks were not that important, that he was basically stating the obvious. But he says the chairman chooses his words so carefully that there's little doubt he wanted investors to get the message.
I think the goal of the chairman was probably to remind investors that he's aware that we do have the risk of financial excesses in this environment. But I can tell you from talking to other Federal Reserve governors over the last few weeks, no one in the Federal Reserve has wanted to make a specific comment that the market is overvalued, because a strong statement or a definitive statement the market's overvalued would have a very large and dramatic impact on prices, and probably not just for a few hours, as happened this morning, but possibly for a few days.
Despite the sharp 140-point fall in the U.S. markets at the opening, the markets regained most of the lost ground by the end of the day. Part of the reason, says Hale, is that the November employment report suggested a slow-growing economy. Unemployment was up 0.2%, and job creation was relatively weak. That reduced the likelihood of a hike in interest rates from the Fed, a hike that could cut into corporate profits and drive stocks sharply lower. There was speculation on Wall Street that Greenspan got a preview of the employment report, decided it might fuel further rises in the market, and felt forced to comment. David Hale says that's possible.
He has the employment report about 5:30 in the afternoon after the government finishes compiling it at 5 o'clock. And it's quite possible that when he saw it, he was afraid that investors would decide to push equity prices higher on Friday morning in expectation the Fed would remain easy or might even cut interest rates at some point.
But Hale cautions we shouldn't be too Machiavellian about it. He says it's just as likely Greenspan planned to make the remarks all along and that the moderate employment report played little role in his decision. I'm John Itzty in Washington.